Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Pierre Kimsey, sitting in for Eric Barnes, who's on assignment. Joining us today is Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News, Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer, and Les Smith from Fox 13 News. Let's start off with you, Bill. Let's talk about the controversy over the school buildings in Germantown this week.
School Superintendent Dorsey Hobson has a proposal that the school board is considering that would have the Shelby County school system basically educate and continue to operate the school buildings in the unincorporated parts of Shelby County. The plan also includes three schools in Germantown, Germantown Elementary, Germantown Middle, and Germantown High School, as well as Lucy Elementary School in Millington as part of that plan. The reception from most of the six suburban mayors to this plan is positive, and the first decisions that we will likely see from the board are whether the school system wants to educate the children in the unincorporated county and whether they want to lease or sell the remaining buildings to the suburbs, and if so, under what terms, for a token dollar amount or for fair market value.
Les, what was the reaction? You covered it as well.
The reaction was mostly positive, except for, of course, Germantown Mayor Sharon Goldsworthy, who definitely had some problems with it. But unfortunately, it may be the deal she'll have to take because it doesn't look like she'll be able to either motivate or get one crafted in Nashville this time around to help her.
Mm. Jackson, what's the larger ramification here?
That we are very near to seeing final agreement between the Shelby County school system and the municipal districts that are going to come into being. The United Front has been broken, which means, as Les pointed out, that Nashville is not going to come to the rescue of anybody, and the school board is really in control now. The only issue remaining is how much are those buildings going to cost for the municipal districts?
On Monday, Memphis Mayor A.C. Warden issued an executive order that would process rape kits that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Les was at that press conference. Tell us, what did the mayor say?
The message is to MPD Director Tony Armstrong, get it done, no matter how much the cost. Process those 7,000 rape kits that were revealed to the public in possession of MPD for more than almost 40 years. In terms of the money itself, Mayor Warden says he may have to look for private funding. However, how much it costs, he says, does not matter. He has the support of domestic violence advocates in this plan, and he wants a systematic accounting of the whole processing system, something from Tony, how many you're doing every month, when you're doing it, and of course, they'll have to find a way to contact potential victims.
Jackson, you've been looking at a potentially interesting political race here, the race for the clerk of courts. Tell us about that.
Well, Henry Brooks of the Shelby County Commission has been very public as a candidate for the Democratic primary for juvenile court clerk to oppose the Republican incumbent, George Tulliatis. And looked like a one-on-one of that sort. But now we've got a one-on-one in the Democratic primary because Kenneth Moody, a veteran of the Herent administration, the director of public services over there, has indicated he is running. He's going to have support from some fairly stout people in the political universe. Sidney Chisholm, a county commissioner who's also a political broker. Gail Rose, well-known in the community. Harold Byrd, well-known in the community. People who support a lot of campaigns. He has a little baggage because under his administration of public services, the Rape Crisis Center and the animal shelter had problems. Mm-hmm. But he's owning up to that. He's a very sincere guy who thinks I'm going to be a better manager now. Henry Brooks has a feather in her cap. She got the Department of Justice to order corrections in juvenile court. It's going to be an interesting race with real issues.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Join us again next week.